There's a number of islands where we see the people of the island going out to vote every election. But I do believe, and it's been brought to my attention on a number of occasions, that other island people would like the same opportunity as the islands that has been voting for a good number of years. One of them, for example, is Oahe Island. The people of Oahe Island have been telling me that they believe that they should have the same rights as the other islands, and I would fully agree with them. And any other island people who wishes to vote on their own island. There's a public consultation coming up now shortly in the next coming weeks, and I would be urging everybody to participate in that, and especially the island people who don't have the opportunity to vote on their own island, is to submit submissions to the council during the process of consultation, saying that they would like to see voting booths on their island, and that is something that I fully support.
And most people do have to travel to the voting centres, albeit most of the time it's a short distance, but for islanders it is quite a trek.
Yes, it can be certainly a challenge for them, but that says islanders are very keen to have the opportunity to vote on their own island. At the end of the day, it's where they're from. There's a new revival happening on smaller islands, that the new generation has taken a massive big interest in the smaller islands, and I think it's only right, if they identify themselves as islanders, that they should have the opportunity to vote on their own island. And hopefully now, with the public consultation that will happen in coming weeks, it will give the opportunity to the islands that don't have a voting booth on their island a chance to submit and to look to get their island included in having a voting booth on their own island.